Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to welcome you today. You know what? Our viewers and listeners are growing. We have over 500,000 listeners throughout the United States, almost 100,000 more overseas. So we keep growing and keep growing. I want to thank my affiliates at AMFM 247, BBS Radio, and UK Health Radio for sharing the word and making sure people can live a life of personal and financial freedom. Now, last week, we had Erica Wasserman, your financial therapist, talk about the five quick tips that you can help to develop financial wellness. Wonderful episode. If you'd like to go see it, go to savingwithsteve.us, that's savingwithsteve.us, and look for episode 90. By the way, you can go check a look at like all the episodes, behind the scenes stuff, get guest gifts and more. So check out that savingwithsteve.us. And if you have a topic that you'd like us to talk about, like this next one coming up, hey, go to viewers at Saving with Steve. Let us know what your topic is, and you might be seeing that pretty soon. Now, I'll be talking about, you know, how to retire during a recession, which we're dealing with right now. But today, let's just get to that topic. August is Adventure Month. One of the best ways to see the U.S. and obviously the rest of the world is through an RV. You're relaxed. It's easy going. You take your own pace. You don't have to worry about booking a hotel or an air flight. You know what? Using an RV as an alternative travel to a car, a plane, or a hotel could help you save money and create more of a relaxed travel experience. We have Tom Hamill. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. So, Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for having me. Appreciate being here.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here. You know what? One of the cool things here is we've got a number of people that were looking forward to this because we kind of pre-did it because we have a lot of listeners that like RVing. And I have a lot of relatives that love RVing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this a lot. So, you know what, in your experience, I'm just going to hit you with a question here. I know that Kuhn Auto and RV Group, you know, you got 40 locations, there's 13 specifically just set for RV. So you guys have a lot of experiences. You deal with a lot of people. They have, you know what, everybody probably talks about their travel experiences, the associations they're involved with, and the events that they have. But, you know, in your experience as an RV director, Kuhn, can you share more about the rise in RV travel in the last few years?
Well, obviously, the rise in travel with the RV industry has exploded the last couple of years after COVID. We saw a lot of growth in the business. I think with the key to that was, you know, people were wanting to still go out and enjoy their lives. A lot of the country was shut down, obviously, a lot of businesses, things, but RV parks were open. And the reason why is because it's outdoors, it's safe, it's a great time to spend time with your families when people had some time off of work. The selection of RVs was good. We ran into a little bit of a bump last year because we sold so many that a lot of the manufacturers couldn't get product to us. So it was kind of an interesting thing. But families, you know, we've seen a big connection on families spending time with each other more over the last couple of years than ever before, which has been really kind of an exciting thing for us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, there's a bunch of different options for RV trailers. You know, I know there's a fifth wheel, there's 32-foot motorhomes, there's 42-foot motorhomes. And, you know, I have relatives that have 45-footer. You know, could you talk about the different options? And let's get into some, you know, does it make sense to rent or purchase? What's the ups and downs with all that? Because a lot of people are wondering.
Yeah, great questions. So it's interesting. You brought up rental. Rental in the last 2 years has grown up, is blown up quite a bit. We carry a pretty good fleet of rentals and all across the board. And people that didn't know if they want to take the initial jumping into spending the money on, whether it be a smaller travel trailer all the way up to a Class A motorhome, did do some rental to try it out to see if it's something that their family is going to enjoy, if they're going to like the lifestyle of it. And with that, our sales, it helps sales as well. But yeah, we carry anywhere from a 14-foot trailer all the way up to 45-foot motorhomes. And it's kind of interesting to see that every segment over the last several years has actually grown significantly. as people, you know, with, when you talk about air travel, things like that, you know, a lot of delayed flights, a lot of canceled flights, things like that. People know that when they buy an RV, they're going to be able to actually go to where they want to go to and be with their families. So it's been an interesting thing. We see across the board, everything's been really good for us.
Yeah, my in-laws love it. They kind of go everywhere, but they like the fact that they can pull into a park, get all hooked up. And the next thing you know, the lounge chairs are out. And you know, it's not like that if you're flying in a plane, because you got to get off the plane, get your luggage, get the rental car, go to the hotel, check in, and then you're exhausted. So,
So now, and then you might find a hotel that isn't that clean. I've had that happen to me this past year. And it's been an interesting thing with a lot of staffing issues at hotels. We've seen a lot of people come in complaining that things haven't been quite as clean at hotels that they've checked into. So they're looking to have a more sanitary thing that they know is taken care of the way they want it taken care of. So it's been interesting. Lots of different things like that have happened over the last couple of years.
You never think that would be a situation, but it is now. Let's do the comparing on the long term, and one might want to purchase versus rent. When people are just looking at, hey, is this right for me? What's the best recommendation you could make for somebody who's looking at, hey, trying to figure out if this is right for me? And then, you know, where does it make sense to actually own as opposed to rent?
I think that's, you know, whether it's right for them is if they've never done it before. You know, like a lot of people that rent or own still are people that grew up RVing and camping with their families. But we also get the newcomers that have always done hotel traveling and flights that are, okay, we do want to try it out. So then they're going to rent it out for maybe a weekend or two or whatever to try out with their families and then look at the long-term part. Now, when you're purchasing an RV, we've got obviously a lot of different options. Interest rates vary depending on obviously credit histories and things like that, and down payment, whatever. But you can go a longer term with a shorter interest rate. And, you know, a lot of states, and Wisconsin's one of them, allows you to actually write off the interest of your loan. There's a certain percentage of the interest you can write down. So it actually, you know, you can afford something in your payment range to budget your money with, so to speak. And we've seen a lot of that where people are trying them for a week or two, and then they come back in and buy them the following season or the next week, even a lot of times. And then they upgrade from one. They might start smaller, and we're seeing them upgrade a lot. You know, you start out with a smaller travel trailer. Within 5 or 6 years, you're up into a nice big fifth wheel. Some people go all the way up to a big motorhome at that point, but it's something you work your way up on as your budget increases throughout the ownership.
Okay. So one of the other questions that we have is, you know what, you're traveling along, you know, basically, and not to make it simple, but you know what, you have a house and you have a big vehicle, and those houses and vehicles do have problems from time to time. So,
yes. You
know what do people need to understand if their vehicle has an issue? How do they get it resolved? You know, whether it be a flat tire, fuel pump, or electrical thing, how would they handle that when they're out on the open road?
Well, the good thing is on the open road, you do have service technicians and mobile service companies that will come around and do things. So as a company, we offer mobile service to our customers. Obviously, if they're in state, we're gonna get someone to help them out. There are facilities. We offer service contracts and roadside assistance to help people with their, say you do have a tire on the side of a road, you need to get that changed. We offer mobile service that'll come out and actually in roadside service that'll come out and change the tire for you, get you back on the road. They are, you know, it's a house on wheels. You're going down the highway. You are going to have some things go wrong with it once in a while. That is a fact. We offer, you know, throughout the state of Wisconsin, we've got mobile service technicians that'll come out to campgrounds and fix units at campgrounds for customers. It's something we're always trying to expand. Sometimes, you know, in the future or in the past, we didn't have as many of that going on, as many technicians that were able to do that. It's something as we grow our business, we're really focusing on trying to give that extra service outside of the sale, is to be able to help people when they're on the road. If they're at a campground, they have an issue come up with their camper. We want to be able to try and give them the best service we can to get them taken care of. But there is a lot of that. We do offer the extended service contracts and things like that. And across the nation, you know, if you're traveling across the nation, there are different manufacturers or different companies that offer roadside assistance across the country. And with our service contracts, you get that as part of the deal. We will actually help find that company for you to come to you, which is, you know, we try to offer you as much possible. Yeah, it's a key thing to us. Is the RV business perfect on it? No, we know as an industry, we need to get better at service across the board. I mean, I think if you ask anybody that runs an RV dealership, it's something we're always trying to constantly improve upon. Our dealerships alone, we're trying to expand our service facilities in every one of our dealerships that we own. And when we look at buying new dealerships, something we look for is the service. What is the service like right now? And how can we improve it, give our customers a better experience across the board? constantly trying to improve that portion of our business.
You know what, Tom? That's really, really good to know. It's good for everybody to know. But hey, you know what? We're going to have to take a break, pay some bills. So everybody stick with us. We'll be right back with Tom Hamill and more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Hey, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can always go to the Saving with Steve Sexton Facebook group, get part of the Insiders Club. Like I said, you can get guest gifts, review shows, get the behind the scenes stuff, which a lot of people love. And with that, let's jump right back into Adventure Month. Here we have Tom Hamill. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. He's given us some great information about the RV industry. We've been talking about the ins and outs, everything from getting your rig fixed if you're having a problem on the road, whether renting or owning is the right thing. But now let's talk about renting, costs associated with that, how it breaks down compared to airfare and things like that, especially if you're staying at home with staying with a family and so on. So, you know, when it comes to renting, Tom, how does it compare with travel? So if you're, you know, you got a family of four, what size motorhome would you recommend for somebody with a family of four?
Yeah, a small Class C motorhome would handle a family of four without a problem, because you've got the bunk over the cabin or over the cab, you've got the bed in the back. So a small Class C, anywhere from 24 feet to, we rent out up to 31 foot Class C motorhomes. You're going to be able to get, the cost of that's going to be under $1,500 a week, where you take a family to a hotel with four people, you're going to get a couple of rooms with the airfare, everything else you're spending money on, you're going to spend thousands of dollars above and beyond. But with that, then you get able to, again, you're able to supply your own food, eat your own food versus dining out every night. The RVs are maintained by professional technicians. We clean them and everything. But the cost is really, it's significantly less when you really look at, you know, the flights nowadays with the price of gas going up. Obviously, gas is expensive to fill an RV. They don't get the greatest miles per gallon, but they are actually more efficient than an airplane. But we do have that. But, you know, I think what a lot of people see is that the value with being able to prepare your own food, travel when you're wanting to travel, at the times that you want to go versus, you know, working around everything else, it seems to be a little bit more cost effective. I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Oh, it does. I was just going to share, you know what, we recently put together travel plans for, you know, we have two older kids, but we're looked at travel plans to go to the Grand Canyon, and, you know, we're going to obviously fly out there. So here we are, we got four people on a flight, just, you know, there and back, we're looking at more than $2,000 than, you know, a week in a hotel, or at a couple of rooms, you know, $400 a night. And then you got eating out, three nights, three times a day for a week. You know, you're looking at $5,000-$7,000, where if we're looking at a 31-foot motorhome at $1,500 a week plus gas, and then you buy your own food, there's a vast savings there. And I didn't even add in the rental car that we were going to have to pay for. So you know what? It's just like, wow, you know what? There's a big difference in cost there. And if somebody's on a budget, because, you know, this is all about saving with Steve, a Class C license, pretty much everybody has one of those in California or other states. You don't have to have a special license for a 31 footer, which means, you know, as long as you pay attention while you're driving, you should be okay. You can actually save a tremendous amount of money. And if you're on a budget, an RV is not a bad way to go.
Depending on what you're doing, might be a little bit more expensive, but it's a matter of the initial cost isn't anywhere near as much as as just your flights alone and staying in a hotel, like you said. The big savings also, again, is not having to eat out every night, and you get to prepare your own things. And, you know, most RV parks, the rental for a night there is cheaper than a hotel, so it works out to be a significant savings over flying and hotels and everything else like that, for sure. Not even a question. Then the big thing too, a lot of people, you don't have to cancel flight. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, spending 10 hours in an airport because you're late, they're a day extra in an airport, you know, so.
Well, the other part is you don't have to get there 2 hours early and stay in line and hang out with people you don't know and all that kind of good stuff. Right. So I get it. I get it. I totally get it. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the financing of things. If you're looking to purchase, my understanding, and obviously it depends on somebody's credit, is you could do a 5-year loan, 10-year loan, 15-year loan. Is that correct?
You can go, you can go all the way up to 20 years on your bigger thing. So in 20 years at a you know, right now, a lot of credit unions are giving better rates than some of the banks, unfortunately, but the rates are still good through a lot of our banks that we use. But yeah, you can take these things. The average term on an RV right now is 180 months, so 15 years. And again, like I said, some places you can actually deduct some of the interest off of your taxes too at the end of the year, which is nice. It can be considered a second home depending on your situation.
Obviously, depending on the tax situation of the state. So that's actually really good to know. You know what? I live in California. I know a lot of people who have their RV in other states so they can avoid some of the taxes that go along with the RV. So you want to look into that. If you know, we're not giving tax advice, but you want to talk to your CPA about the best state to own an RV in, and you might want to find a bit way to be some sort of a resident there or something like that. I talked about these RV groups. There's manufacturers that have associations for people who have certain types of coaches. Could you talk a little bit about that? Because there's a big community out there that keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, that's actually great. I was just down in Elkhart, Indiana, the last couple of days visiting manufacturers. And Winnebago's got a big Winnebago owners group. Forest River's got the Frog Group, Forest River Owners Group. They're actually having a rally next week down in Elkhart, Indiana for all their people that are involved in that, which is kind of fun. But the groups are fantastic. You know, you get customers that are involved in some of these groups, and they're able to help each other with little help, you know, tricks and tips on how to maintain things and how to do different things. We have CUNIS groups that our customers are getting involved in more, and we try to help them. We have owners meetings at some of our dealerships once a month. We'll invite our owners come in and kind of have our own owners group to help out with different ways to help our customers. But the owners groups have been great. It's kind of fun to see when they all get together, how they share stories. And then, you know, you got some people that just have been part of it for a long time. There's Family Motor Coach Association, which has been a big thing for a lot of big motorhomers across the country. I've been involved in a few of their rallies, and it's really kind of fun to see what, you know, all these owners come together, and it's just a big community of people sharing ideas with each other. And the manufacturers and the dealers, we get involved in those groups, and we actually like to listen to it because it helps us understand what our consumers are looking for. And the guys down at Forest River, when I was talking to them this week, they had a lot of great things to say about some stuff that some new products they're launching that are coming out onto new products that are coming out of what customers are looking for in the RVs, and they're listening to them, and they're making the changes, and it's helping us on the retail end of it to make sure we have that product too that we can add or whatnot. Solar is a huge thing right now. A lot of people are looking for solar panels, obviously, to save energy, you know, things like that. So it's been pretty awesome. I don't hope that, you know, it's been pretty neat.
No, that's wonderful. That was right on to my next question. What's the must have? What's the new thing with RVing right now? Is it solar panels?
Solar, lithium batteries, the AGM batteries that give you a longer life, but solar is huge right now. And you're seeing a lot of manufacturers do more solar. We're getting Wi-Fi boosters are a big thing. Obviously, the consumer is a younger buyer now. The average age of the initial camper is coming down. So what's important to the younger group is, you know, they have to have their mobile devices so they can connect. You know, kids still want to connect at 20. Once they get out camping, they connect to it less than ever because they're out actually enjoying nature and outdoor stuff, where, you know, they probably didn't plan on enjoying the outdoors as much. But Wi-Fi has been a huge thing. You know, all the new chairs that are coming out, all the new mats, the different fireplace stuff that they've come out with, some of these solar stoves, different things like that. But Wi-Fi, solar is a huge deal. The lithium batteries still expand. And what that does is it helps people expand their camping capabilities off grid a little bit. So if you're at you go to a lot of throughout the nation, all of our national parks aren't all electrified. So there's only so many sites at each campground, state parks, national parks. I'm on the board of directors for the WRBDA, Wisconsin RV Dealers Association, and we're trying to get Wisconsin to add more electrified sites to our state mm-hmm. parks. But look at that throughout, you know, the grid is only so big at most of the national parks. So that's where solar comes in really big. The lithium batteries will hold a charge longer, things like that. It's so people can extend their trips and it kind of gives them more options to go camp.
That's wonderful. Every industry keeps expanding and having new technology. And I think that's really, really cool. Hey, Tom, we're coming to the end here. I just, you know, how can people get a hold of you at Kuhn Auto and RV Group? And, you know, start asking some questions, see how RVs fitting, rent an RV or purchase an RV, you know, how can they go about doing that, Tom?
Yeah. So I'll give you my email address is tom.hamel@kunes.com. It's KUNES.com. My cell phone number, I'll give you my cell phone number, 608-345-5259. Those are the numbers, the best numbers to get a hold of us at. If you people reach out to me, I'm going to get them in contact with my people that, you know, the best place to put them at. We welcome it. Every one of our customers that they have my cell phone number, so they can always get a hold of me. We try to be very transparent on things and help people out as best we can. But again, it's tom.hamel. It's HAMIL@kunes.com. And then again, my cell number is 608-345-5259.
You got it. Hey, Tom, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Tom Hamel. He's the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. I want to thank you for sharing the experience here for Adventure Month here in August. And you know what? Be safe, be healthy, and have a wonderful day. We'll hopefully have you on soon, sometime in the future.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks so much, and have a great day. Appreciate your time.
You too. Everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. That was Tom Hamel. He, again, is the RV director at Kuhn Auto and RV Group. Now, they're out there in the Midwest. They have a whole bunch of different, 13 different RV groups. But you know what? RVing is one of those ways where you can reduce and eliminate some expenses when it comes to travel and adventure. If you're looking to share some wonderful experiences with your family, friends, so on, I've been to some of those RV rallies with my in-laws. I know they had one. If you're a golfer, out at one of the major golf tournaments, they've been to places all over the United States. It's turned into Old Home Week every time they want to go to those RVing rallies. So check it out. See what you're thinking there. Now, with that, I want to talk a little bit about our next segment. You know what? We're in a recession, whether the politicians want to say it or not. Okay. We're starting to see inflation just, you know, subside a little bit, but that might be the rise before the storm, depending on what's done. Now, that said, I think it's really, really very important to understand how, you know what, to deal with retiring in this recession. So with that, let's just talk a little bit about how to go about doing that. If you're planning to retire during a financial downturn, you know, quite really, you know, it could be worse, in, especially if you give up your job. It's true for those with the portfolios that have just dropped. Some people are still 20 or 30% down on their portfolio and they're facing retirement with fewer funds and an uncertain future. If you're ready, you know, if you're still ready to stop working or need to reduce your activity because of health conditions, retirement might be the best route moving forward. Looking at your finances, setting up a plan could help you get through a bear market, create a sustainable future. You might even find ways to increase your income by making a few adjustments, okay? During a recession, it can be helpful, number one, to look at your financial projections, okay? You can use technology to keep track of your available financial resources and make a retirement budget. So there's software available that can tell you how much your assets need to average to provide you a desired income, and then factor in things like inflation, Social Security, sequence of returns. If this is your best interest to work on an extra, you know, if it's in your best interest to work an extra year or two, wait for the economy to get better, you'll want to know what important information to have. Now, there's a wonderful group, whether you're 35 or 65, it's called PlansWell, PlansWell.com. That's PlansWell.com. Okay. You can basically answer about 40 questions. Once you answer those 40 questions, they can create that plan for you, show you where you need to improve, what needs to happen so you can make an adjustment. Again, you know what? You can go to the SavingWithSteve.us website, look for resources, see plans. Well, there's a link and there's also a QR code there. All you got to do is put your cell phone to it and you're good to go and you're off to the races. So think about that. Make sure you look to get some financial protections. Next, you want to evaluate your portfolio. If you've been saving for retirement for several decades and have various investment accounts, look at how your funds are allocated. Got to remember, you're moving into a new season of life or a new stage in life. You're no longer on the wealth accumulation phase of life. You moved into the distribution and preservation phase. You know what? There's many portfolios that need to reflect by minimizing risk. You can always talk to a financial advisor about how to go through this in the coming years, you know, to get what you expect from your investments going moving forward. Next, consider work options. For individuals who are healthy enough to continue working, stay employed for another year or two. Hey, it may be an option. Every year you work can help you build up more retirement savings and a potential increase of your eventual Social Security benefit. Older employees have extra advantages to catch up contributions on 401ks. You know, at 401ks, you can actually contribute $20,500 plus another $7,000 if you're over the age of 50 into your 401k or your IRA or your SEP IRA. Look at doing that, because the more money you have, hey, the better off it is for your retirement. Understand your health expenses. If you're age 65 or older, you're eligible for Medicare. However, there still will be health-related costs during your retirement. Medical costs are significant expenses for many, and they always seem to go up in retirement, whether it be prescriptions, costs. You'll want to think through how much you spend on healthcare before signing up on Medicare. This is key. Because certain healthcare plans, say, for example, y'all know I'm a cancer survivor. On certain healthcare plans, the chemotherapy treatments was just a $15 or $20 copay. Hey, that's pretty good. On other plans, you're paying 20% of the bill. Now, my chemo and infusion drugs during that period of time cost the health insurance company $25,000 a week. Imagine if you had to pay $5,000 a week for 6 months just to cover your own chemo. So make sure you look at these things, because the last thing you want is your money to fall through the cracks because you don't have the right plan, because you just selected something that was $2 or $3 a month cheaper than the other plan. Review your Social Security benefits is the next one. Hey, if you have worked and paid into Social Security programs, you're going to be eligible for retirement benefits. You'll get a personalized estimate from your Social Security. Go to My Social Security, go to SSA.gov and sign up. If you're at least the age of 62, you can start getting your Social Security. Now you're going to collect a reduced benefit, but when you get to your full retirement age, which is either 66 or 67, you'll get your full retirement benefit. In fact, if you wait every year, you wait past the age of 66 or 67, you'll receive what's called delayed retirement credits, which will increase your Social Security benefit by 8% a year. And what you want to do is you want to look at creating that plan to see when the best time for you to take Social Security so you can maximize your income, number one, maximize your assets so they last the longest for you in retirement. I hope you like these tips for retiring during your recession. If you stick with them, expressly go and get that plan done or look at where you stand. Go to PlansWell.com. That's PlansWell.com. If you go to the SavingWithSteve.us website, you'll see the PlansWell logo under resources. You'll see the link and the QR code. Either one you select, you'll be able to create your plan if you just put in 40 pieces of information. Really simple, really easy. Hey, you know what? I want to thank you all for joining us here today. Again, I want to ask you to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247. All these networkers are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Now, that said, next week, we have Steve Sless. You know what? In these trying times, many people are, you know, they're over the 65, they've retired, And quite frankly, they're looking at how they can make it with this inflation stuff going on right here. And Steve is a specialist in helping people access the equity in their home so they can cover emergency expenses, prolong their retirement, and have an even more fruitful retirement. So I'll tell you what, we're going to look forward to seeing you next week right here on Saving with Steve. Be safe, be healthy. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.